For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and peaky. Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, Breezy, and intern Joe, and we're just...
shaking. That was weak.
Yeah. No, that's not...
that wasn't it.
Okay.
All right.
People wake up for this. What are you doing?
I know.
All right. What? Well, let's just... tomorrow's a new
let's
day, I guess.
Like that never happened.
All right, where's our friends at?
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are great. My first granddaughter, Tegan, was born at 1 this morning.
Wow.
Have a great day, you guys. Sorry, I was hard reading that because she has like 1,700 kids. So the fact that she said first granddaughter, but she has Romeo, so he's a boy. So
Tegan was born at 1 a.m. Let's do it.
It's your birthday.
Go Tegan, go Tegan, it's your birthday, go Tegan.
You're 1 day,
you're a couple hours
old.
You're
five hours old. I'm never good at math, so there's five hours.
Right.
Love.
Yeah, congratulations, Amy.
Love that for you. Katie's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this morning. And today is my Friday.
I do love that for you. I felt like it was Breezy's Friday last night because she was getting after it. I witnessed it.
So
Breezy had a huge pajama party with our friends at Unwind in the city last night.
Mm-hmm.
And me Moose and my buddy crashed.
Literally crashed.
It was just 50 women in pajamas.
Girls only. Oh. Moose comes waltzing in the back and everyone's like, why is a man here? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I got to go check this out. I have to see what the fuss was about. And I walk in there, and everyone's just in their PJs eating popcorn, drinking wine.
It was a dream, truly.
That's just a regular Wednesday night, right?
I know, but the fact that it was out in the world is crazy.
Oh, by the way, intern Joe is here. Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
We missed you, buddy.
We did. Yeah.
We feel like you're an extension of us. You didn't miss us, though, did you?
I did, actually. I literally, when I texted you guys on Monday, I was like, I can't. I feel bad doing this. I don't want to text in and say, hey, I can't show up. But
no, hey, listen,
I need to be honest. I, for whatever sick reason, I thought it was a bit. And I thought Joe was going to like surprise us and be like, gotcha.
Yeah, I thought he was going to bring in a cake. I thought there was going to be a cake. But we are coming up. I don't know. Did you listen on the way in?
No,
like, I don't listen to your station.
Oh, you did. Oh, you didn't listen to the show you're on the way in. Okay, so,
thank you so much.
Here's what's happening at 9:10. We know you took a mental health day, but we just wanted to do a check-in at 9:10 to figure out what you did on your time off. Because we're all about mental health on this show. We just want to know
if your mental health is thriving.
Yeah.
After said mental health day, and what for those people who've maybe never taken a mental health day, what does it consist of so they have a blueprint moving forward?
You know? Because the whole point in doing it is to come back refreshed.
Period.
You know what I mean? You got to get your mind right.
Yeah.
That's why we like to do the vibe check, because we're getting a check up from the neck up.
Right. Yeah. One more thing. Last night you showed up with your best friend Dwight, and he was wearing a vest and it was lighting up, and I literally go, oh my God, are you wearing a heart monitor? He's like, no, it's a heated vest. Thank you so much.
This blinking red. She thought it was a heart monitor.
I literally thought it was a heart monitor. I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
It's 32 out, just trying to stay warm.
Yep. This vest costs more than your car. I'm like, perfect.
Let's get to our vibes real quick. I have somewhat of a splitting headache this morning, but we're going to push
too.
Through. We're going to push through.
That sherbet wine really got the best of me.
Sherbet wine. Oh,
the sherbet Moscato was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't stay long.
No, me too.
Joe, what are the vibes, buddy?
Vibes are pretty good this morning.
Good.
Last night, Big Red came over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hold on a second.
Yeah.
Chill out, Moose. Chill out. She surprised me.
I hate that show you're on.
With what?
She brought groceries so that we could make dinner.
Oh,
yesterday and today.
We love an Instacart driver. Okay.
She brought steaks.
Oh, she's a keeper, dude.
Oh yeah.
She cooked them.
I'm gonna send you guys photos of the steak that I made for myself.
Mm.
She just wanted you to cook for her.
No, basically, I think she got
I love doing that.
Offended last week. You called her cheap on the air.
No, yeah, she was like,
she had to rebuttal.
She's like, bring you over a tomahawk steak.
She had to rebuttal. Dude, I respect
that's
man.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. See what happens when you date an older woman? They take care of you. They do. They take care of you.
Is she older?
Yeah.
She's like a year older than
She's
me.
Like 6 months older than him. I love it. Oh, good.
We're glad you guys are here with us this morning. Thanks for all the good vibes. Okay, we have to get to a couple of people were being very naughty yesterday when they held up a Family Dollar on Lyle Ave with a gun.
$30 in the register.
It's that.
That's 6 months worth of sales.
No, they do well.
No, they do.
They do well. I'll tell you the police chase that took place. It's just a lot.
It is a lot. Keep
your head on a swivel, people. Big story of the day is coming up next.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Not great news, but it's important to keep your head on a swivel and keep you informed at all times. Speaking of head on a swivel, this is dangerous at the Family Dollar on Lyle Ave. Yesterday, it was robbed at gunpoint. Police found the vehicle, tried to pull the car over, the suspect drove away, initiating a police chase. Then what happened? Well, the suspect's car then sideswiped another vehicle, causing the car to hit the curb, blowing out all the passenger side tires. After all four people in the car tried to run away, they were caught, taken into custody. There were no injuries to the suspects, yet a 31-year-old woman and three men, 38, 48, and 52. All of this for a couple of bucks?
What?
I mean, come on. How much money can you possibly be taking from the Family Dollar? Right?
It's like a dollar, no?
What?
Isn't everything at the dollar, well, Family Dollar, a dollar?
Not always.
No, it's like another Dollar General. It's just...
You could find a beautiful...
Sorry, I only shop at Dollar Trees. So.
Yeah, well, it's similar. Like, you can find a nice portrait that's framed for like $6.
Except, right. Honestly, the Dollar Trees, I have a gripe with the Dollar Tree because everything's $1.25 now, not a dollar. So it should be $1.25 tree.
Well, the tariffs.
I know.
I mean, how much money do you think they have stored in that register that you need to rob it at gunpoint?
$30.
Four people? I mean, I don't know their backstory, but I guess when you're hard up for cash, you take desperate measures.
Each walk away with $10.
Like, what are you possibly taking? The driver who was sideswiped was a 46-year-old man, and he complained of upper body pain, but he refused medical treatment at the scene. He's like, nah, it's going to cost me $30,000. Screw it.
Yeah.
This is an ongoing investigation. Charges will be determined. I wish I was there when it happened. I feel like I would have done something. You know?
You probably wouldn't have at all. You probably would have held the door for them. Have a great day.
Open the register for him.
Here. See you.
See you next week.
I think there's more in the safe. Hold on one second.
Wait, guys, you forgot something. There's more money back here.
It took four people to rob a Family Dollar. Four. You had a getaway driver? I mean, this isn't J.P. Morgan Chase. What are we doing? Come on, guys. Coming up on the show, our girl Breezy has no idea how to use email. And the question we're asking is, how many of you guys struggle as well to send an email?
No, you guys.
Or open an email?
No, I'm breaking down hives. No, I can't do it. It's too much. And honestly, like, professionally, I'm tanking because of it. So
that is so true. We're going to talk about this coming up next on PXY.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe, welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Email etiquette is super important, especially when you start a new job. You have to be able to know how to communicate with your coworkers, your colleagues, your manager. And one person in my life that struggles with this is Breezy.
Guilty as charged.
I don't understand
you
why.
Guys, it's horrible. Yeah. It's always been horrible. Obviously, everyone knows I'm illiterate. I can't read nor write. But
that's not true. You've written some beautifully handwritten letters. One that got us to San Diego, so I don't want to hear it.
I know. That is true. But no, I mean, like, punctuation, spelling, you know, proofreading, they're not my friends. So when it comes to emails and sending them out, receiving them, I'm like sheer panic, because it's not like a text where you can like hit the edit button and resend it. You really gotta like know what's going on. The thing about emails that kill me is like they feel so foreign to me for whatever reason, and they feel so professional and so formal, and I'm so not that. You know what I mean? I'm kind of just like, hey, girl. Me on email. Hey, girl.
Hey, girly. With a, like 20 exclamation points.
Like, I always send smileys. I'm like, is this okay? Like, is this the vibe, you know? But what's been happening recently, and I don't know if anybody else struggles with this or if they feel similarly, but I have been on many an email chain, which I don't even know it's a chain.
It's a thread.
There's a CC, there's a BCC, there's a DCC. Like, what does any of that even mean?
She throws her phone down yesterday after we get done with the show. She's like, I don't know what CC is. I'm like, what? She goes, what does this mean? I go, how long have you been using email? Will you CC somebody on something?
What does that mean?
It basically,
like, I know they're there, but like, why aren't they just on? Why aren't they just on the original?
So if you CC like me on an email, it's not, I'm part of the email, but it's not directed towards me. You see what I'm saying? Okay. If you BCC somebody, they're not going to, how does that work, Joe? They're
it's
not,
a blind carbon copy.
It's a blind carbon copy. So basically, everybody else on that thread is not going to see that you sent it to them.
Yeah.
It's like it's private.
What?
So if you send
What's
an email.
What's the point of that?
Well,
so you can create like a paper, not a paper log, but you can create a log of, hey, this is what I sent.
So they can't see that you're, wait, who can't see? The BCC can't?
The BCC is something.
It's
like, I'm saying these things, but also secretly recording what I'm saying on it.
Basically,
that's
in,
weird. I don't like
to dumb it down, it's basically like, how do I explain this? It's a feature. So it's going to allow you to send a copy.
No, I know it's a feature.
Of an email to multiple recipients, right? but their email addresses are hidden from everyone else in the email.
Why is that? I just don't get why that's even a feature. But anyways, so what's been happening is this. I've been on these BCCs, DCCs, CCCs, and when I go to reply, I like don't hit, I just hit the reply button. I don't always hit reply all because I don't know who's on it.
Yeah, but you want to use that feature if you want them involved in the email, but you like you want to keep them informed without directly involving them in the conversation. You know what I mean? So if you want like our boss to know what's going on, you can BCC him if it's just you and I and our engineer talking. You know what I'm saying? So you can keep him in the loop without letting everybody know that he's part of the email.
I hate this.
It's not that hard.
Not the spy in my email.
Does any
Harriet the spy?
Does anybody else struggle with email etiquette?
I don't get it. I just like it's this and like credit cards. I just don't understand anything about them. I don't like the CC, the BCC. So, okay, full transparency. I'm hosting the Lilac Festival this year. And I am on this thread that I was talking to all of these people.
Yeah.
And I hit reply, but I didn't hit reply all. Mm-hmm. And the person who's like in charge of making sure everyone's ducks in a row flipped out and was like, why am I not on this email chain? I'm like, I think that was my bad.
Yeah.
I think I screwed up.
You got to reply all, Breeze.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person
I'm
where
sweating.
If I am in an email thread, I just sit there and I proofread and I make sure that, okay, this sounds coherent. Or they can understand what I'm writing. I have to constantly feel like I'm double checking. And sometimes it's a lot of pressure. You know what I mean? Because when I started my new job and I was working for Zoom a couple of years back, this is a lot of anxiety for me. I've never done this job. I don't know anybody. I don't know how to do the job. So I spent most of my time proofreading my emails before I sent them out.
That tracks.
I don't want to sound stupid.
No. So same type of thing. When I must have been part-time here at the time. I was doing traffic, and there was an assistant job that opened up upstairs that I really wanted because I was like, this is my way to get full-time, to be an assistant for our GM. And she emailed me, and I emailed her back because I was so excited. And I didn't like proofread anything. And then I like went back and I was like, how do I delete? How do I unsend this? So I sent her like 4 emails with the same thing.
Oh,
I didn't get the job.
No, of course you did not.
But it all worked out. It's the burnt toast theory.
Yes, it is.
Something better was on my way.
I want to hear from a couple of our listeners texting in right now. And one says, yes, I was just thinking this. It's cringe and embarrassing because I'm so terrible at sending emails. We have a listener that says, emails make me so anxious, it usually takes me like an hour to just write a few sentences.
And like the etiquette behind it also of like, are we using font? Like, are we using a bigger font? Like, can I make it purple? Like, I don't have a good signature like at the bottom. I used to. I don't know where it went. I also have 2 emails. I have a work email and a personal email. And why do I get like 20 emails a day? And only like one of them are actually one I have to respond to, and it gets buried. You know, it's just a lot of pressure. I don't like it here.
Okay, that's very dramatic. But there are some people, and I don't know how many of you guys have ever made the mistake of replying all to an email when you should have just sent it back to one person when you're talking crap about people in the company.
That's what I'm saying. This happened. That person.
This happened to a project manager I was working with in my last place. Instead of just replying to me in the email, he was talking crap about our manager. And he goes, why does this idiot constantly feel the need to have a Zoom call every 5 minutes of the day? It's a complete waste of all of our time.
That's really bad.
He didn't send it to me. He sent it to the whole group. Everybody saw it. And I was like, that's really...
I wish you could like unsend an email.
You can. You have about 15 seconds.
Really?
There's a box at the bottom left-hand corner.
See,
in Gmail.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, she snoozed her email until Saturday somehow yesterday.
Yeah, I literally like I was like having this very important conversation with this woman who I need to know what we're chatting about by tonight, and it says this email snoozed until Saturday morning 8 a.m. So I was like, did she snooze me? Oh my god, you guys, it's too much. And if anybody else struggles with this, You are not alone. Okay, Joe, clearly. Are you on Gmail right now? So like, okay, why is this yellow? Some of them are yellow with an arrow. Some of them are not yellow. Why is that a thing?
Why don't you just take a course? You know, because we can't figure it all out right now for you. It's just not possible.
Conversation marked not as important, but I never marked it as important.
I don't know. So there's marked as important.
Joe, you don't have
marked as unimportant.
Who's doing that?
You.
I didn't do that. Not the New York Times telling me that their email is important. That's not important to me. I don't care about gentle parenting.
And not to mention, Gmail is probably one of the most friendly user emails you could possibly have. Can you imagine if she was on AOL or Yahoo? Game over. Enough.
My first email ever was Yahoo, BreezySoccerGirly22@yahoo.com. That's still active if you want to shoot me an email over there.
I think we're all good.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break. Thank you, guys. So relatable. We appreciate it.